You are so fat.
Yeah. Fast?
Yeah. No, fat.
This is the After Party with Big Party and Molly, where we overshare for entertainment and call it healing. Welcome to the After Party.
And we are back.
Hello.
Yes. Tell everybody about the After Party. I was with some buddies last week, and they listened to the podcast, The Big Party Show, but they weren't aware of the After Party. I'm like, how could you not be aware of the After Party if you're listening to The Big Party Show? So maybe we're not being clear enough that this podcast exists. It is growing. People are finding it, and we thank you, of course. So yeah, you can get into us and then reach out to us at bpscrasher@gmail.com. Also, the phone number, 402-915-0962. We left you guys at the Big Party Show President's Day podcast talking about Valentine's Day and the massacre of animals. So
nothing.
Go check that out.
I mean, there was the Valentine's Day massacre, so it was kind of like a hybrid. Only it had to do with birds at a sanctuary that are apparently being preyed upon by bald eagles.
Bald eagles. And then real quick, I didn't tell you about my Valentine's Day. We got sidetracked like we do. Wileen got me something. I was 100% surprised because I didn't know what to do. Do I go get her some flowers? She didn't want flowers. She said she just doesn't want flowers because I was going to run to Sam's Club and take part of that $12 deal because I'm sure the prices would have went down. And so I didn't know what I was going to do. And then we're sitting there watching that rom-com called Eternity, and she came back with a little gift, a gift. I was like, oh, my God, you got something for me. So she got me two chocolate bars because I love chocolate, but I like a certain type of chocolate. And then she got me a card, of course, a great card. She made me a husband of the year again in the card.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah. So,
it's
yeah,
good to know.
I'm husband of the year again. Sorry, Peter.
Reigning title. Peter wasn't in the running.
Come on. Why isn't he in the running? He should be in the running for
king
all kinds of stuff.
King size mattress. King size mattress. Then we'll talk. Then all of a sudden he moves up the list. But until king size mattress is purchased and installed in our bedroom.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. That's now I hope he gets it then. Because it's a fun feeling to be, labeled as the husband of the year because it realizes that I've done everything right over the last year.
According to your wife. Who has no other measurement. She has no other, unlike Eternity, she doesn't have a first husband to go ahead and base this off of.
Yeah, she does.
Not a dead one.
Oh, not a dead one, no.
No, a first, yeah, she's got a first husband that, I mean, yeah, you're winning in that category. But I'm saying awesome husband that passed away in the war, no.
Yeah, good looking guy. Passed away. If people watch that movie. All right. But then I also got socks.
Really?
I got, yes, because my feet are always cold. It feels like. So she got me warm socks.
Why didn't she just give you the ones that you gave her that were too big for her feet?
Those are girl socks. And I think she may have re-gifted those.
Girl socks. Yeah. They're socks. How are they? Gendered
because they're
socks.
Thick. They're thick, like they're thick socks that girls wear with all the fur inside.
Stand in the way of your feet
pink.
Having comfort.
Okay. But I couldn't put a shoe on with that. That's how thick they are. They're like
they're not
socks.
Meant to be worn with shoes. They're meant to be worn around the house to keep your feet toasty.
Well, I think she gifted them. I think that was a white elephant.
Okay.
So that went away, and somehow we acquired these pink bunny slippers. They don't fit her and I don't want her falling down the stairs, but they fit me. But then the dogs, Tequila, the doodle, she wants it as a toy.
Okay.
So now she has two big pink bunnies that she plays with and tries to tear up and stuff like that. Yeah.
And this is germane to your story because
I don't
feel
know.
Like we've really gone
I don't
down
have an idea.
A rabbit,
I don't.
A little garden path to rabbit yeah. shoes. Well, I got my husband a Valentine's Day gift.
Okay.
I got him Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, look at you.
And I got my son Girl Scout cookies.
Okay.
And I got my daughter chocolate covered strawberries. I was like just
given
killing it this year.
Yeah.
I got chocolate from a drugstore and my family got Surf and Turf chocolate covered strawberries and their own individual boxes of Girl Scout cookies. I think I just need to like have a girls' weekend collecting rocks in order to make up for
I think you
the
need
slights.
To. But you go all in. Like when we did the 12 pods at Christmas.
Yes.
And one of them was a white elephant gift from us.
Yeah.
I just gave her what a white elephant gift would be. I don't even remember what it was. Some game that I didn't have. I mean, basically how we do the white elephant is it's something in our house that we already have.
Yeah.
But you went all out. I don't think you understood the white elephant thing.
I've never done white elephant before.
Yeah.
But it was stuff from my house.
Oh, you didn't go out and buy that, all that stuff. You really hooked her up with a bunch of stuff. I was like, step back, stop making me look bad, you know? So, but yeah, you do good at gifts and stuff like that.
I can, you know? I mean, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big, I don't do gifts a lot, but when I do, it's usually because I saw something or came across something that I thought somebody would like, but I'm not like, I'm pretty inconsistent. Like my husband's birthday's this month. I don't think I'm getting him anything for his birthday. I mean, I don't know what he'd need besides
bed.
A king size mattress.
You should get it for him.
Buddy, I know that you've been just pinching pennies trying to figure out how we were going to throw this together. Congratulations. You're on a payment plan. Happy birthday.
You would love it. You would absolutely love it. All right, so we have a couple questions. No dumb questions. You can send those a BPS Crasher or you can text us them. All right, so what is this one? If you had a free meal for life at one fast food chain, which one you choose?
Oh, easy. Taco Bell.
Taco Bell?
Forever. Yeah, a fast food chain?
Taco yeah, just Bell. A fast food chain. That's it? Just Taco Bell would be...
Well,
one. Yeah, you pick one. I guess you're right. Yeah, I would pick Culver's.
Culver's was my other go-to.
I got to say, Culver's is probably... I think one of the best fast food joints around. I think so.
I guess it's like I hold it in higher regard. Like I don't consider it fast food for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Because, I mean, it is really good. Well, now that throws a kink in things because that would be better than Taco Bell.
Yeah, that's what, because I would have thought Taco Bell too, Molly. So this is what happened to me not long ago. For some, I wanted to, I was craving something fast foodish.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, well, if I want to spend that kind of money,
yes,
I wanted to go to Arby's. And we all know that food is not, all the food is not expensive. I mean, not cheap anymore.
Yeah.
So I walked into Arby's and I looked at the prices and I was like, I'm not eating here. And so I left.
You walked in. Wow.
Yes. I even walked in. And then there's a Burger King right next to it. And on their marquee, it said two chicken sandwiches, those original ones that
for
are delicious,
bucks, right?
For $5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's just a lot of food. That's a lot of sickness right there if I eat two of them. And then so I cruise down fast food alley, which is right by my house. I'm thinking, well, there's Runza, but then that's pricey. And then I'm like passing them all, Molly. I passed Taco Bell. I'm like, I could get some. I just wanted something cheap. And before I did that, by the way, I went into Family Fair because I wanted fried chicken, maybe because on Wednesdays they do fried chicken day. They used to anyway. And it was like $6 for 8 pieces.
I can't even
pieces.
Believe how involved this is. You are so fat.
Yeah. Fast?
Yeah. No, fat. You're like, then I stopped by this other place and I went in and I thought this is kind of expensive. So then I thought two for five. Yeah, you could have housed those.
I could have housed them, but I was just how I would have felt afterwards because I need the fries and I need the Diet Coke with it, you know? So now I'm spending a lot of money. So then Raising Cane's would popped in there and I'm like, I should just go Raising Cane's. I can make a sandwich out of it and their fries and their chicken's pretty solid. But then I remember the last time I did that, I said to myself as I'm shame eating in the car, why did I do that? So now I'm past McDonald's. I'm like, screw this. As I'm driving, I'm like, I wonder if Popeyes has their fish sandwich back yet. So I look it up. It's not back yet. It doesn't come back
you
until
look
Lent.
It up?
Yes. So anyway, as I'm like, screw it, I'll go home and eat some soup or a sandwich, save some money. Culver's popped in my head. And it didn't matter how much it cost. It did not matter.
Hmm. The moral of this story.
That's where I would go. That's if I had food for a year, that would be my fast food place. The more you know.
I can't believe that you went and considered
that
all
many
of
places.
Those,
I know
all those
how
places.
Stupid am I? I know. I know.
And you're just like all what slow rolling down Q Street, just looking.
Yeah. Yes.
Imagine the poor people behind you. They're like, what is this guy doing?
He must be old.
Wait a minute. Arby's got to pull it over here. Oh, ew, expensive. Hold on. Two for five.
I know. And it all started in the morning, Molly, because in the morning, something popped up on my Facebook feed about Arby's and having some Chicago-style sandwich. Like a beef, like the,
like
the
an
one
Italian
that
beef.
Yes. Italian beef, brand new, limited time. They're going to have it. And that's what I wanted. But then everything just kind of fell apart until Culver's popped in the head. Culver's is fantastic.
Yeah. It's really good. We get Culver's once a week.
Oh, you do. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yep. Yeah. Have you had their fish sandwich? I had it and I think the fish needs to be bigger, but it was good.
No, I have not always had their fish sandwich. Yeah, the bag this week had the ad for fish sandwich because, you know, Ash Wednesday is tomorrow.
It's this, yeah, tomorrow. Yeah. And I've
happy Mardi Gras to you. I have been dreaming of gumbo for like days and days.
Oh,
days
I had gumbo
days
the
days
other day. I made some gumbo. You should make yourself some gumbo.
You made gumbo from scratch?
No, it was a box.
A box for gumbo? Or you're thinking jambalaya?
No, it was gumbo. I bought it a long time ago thinking it was gluten-free and it just sat in the cabinet because I wouldn't eat it. But then when I realized it was a soup type deal, I was like, oh, yeah, this is this. It's by the Zatrain, I think.
Zatarain's.
Yeah, that's what I had. Make yourself some gumbo, girl. It's that time of the year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, have some gumbo.
For gumbo.
Well, that fish sandwich at Popeyes, it only comes out at Lent.
Yeah.
And when I looked up when Lent was yesterday, I got excited that it was Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And then I looked up to see if that fish sandwich was there already, because I'll go get it right now. But it wasn't there, so it'll be there on Wednesday.
Okay.
That sandwich is so popular and huge. It's spicy. It's a spicy fish sandwich. I think they have a mild one as well. Molly, it sells out. Not just sells out of that store. They don't have it anymore. You know? It's like a couple weeks, and us fatty people, we all go there and take as much fish as we can get, and then now they don't have it on the supply chain anymore, and so they end it. Isn't that crazy?
So you've got to go early. And if
you
got to
go...
It.
Yeah, well, you got to go early because a week from now, they may never have it again.
Right.
Till next year. So, yeah, that happened to me last year.
So you've got an appointment. So you've got plans Wednesday.
I've been waiting a year.
You're like, hello. Didn't we see you slow driving by Arby's the other day? Like, no, maybe.
I've been waiting 1 year.
They're like, we recognize your car.
Yes. 1 stinking year I've been waiting.
I've been waiting a year.
For that chicken sandwich or for that fish sandwich. Remember when they had the fish, not the fish, but the chicken sandwich wars? Mm-hmm. Remember how insane that was?
Yeah, and you went in on that too.
I went in on that because of their chicken sandwich was rated number one. It was just a social media question. Who has the best chicken sandwich? You can throw it out to us. I'll go eat it. But who has the best chicken sandwich? And it was between like, next you know, it's like McDonald's is in there. And then Burger King and then Popeyes stepped up and had their sandwich, and it was so stinking good and big that there were lines. Now, this Popeyes by my house has been there forever, and I've never seen lines. Now there are lines until they ran out of chicken. They ran out of chicken. Hey, this is the after party after we've had a little
somebody
bit too much.
Somebody's hungry is what I'm gathering. You've spent nearly 15 minutes talking about fast food.
You call it the fast food. It's the after party. It's what you do after your party. You eat. You need
big
bad
old burrito.
Food, you know? Oh, burrito it is. By the way, real quick, Lancer tickets. You can go to bigpartyshow.com and win tickets. That game is on Sunday this week, 5:05. It's Blade the Mascot's retirement party and family fun day. Oh, look at that. Oh, Blade's retiring. I wonder why Blade's retiring.
Maybe just, you know.
You're just hanging up his skates, huh?
Wants to go ahead. Well, the hot thing right now is the mini sabbatical.
What
so
is
maybe
that?
Maybe this is there. Maybe this is Blade's idea of taking a little break. The idea is that a lot more people now are taking breaks, not just vacations, but like breaks from their job. Whether it's semi-retiring, where it's like retiring from one job and then taking time off before you find another job to give yourself a bit of a break because of burnout. Some people are also like saving up vacation time so they can take like a whole month off of work.
Yes.
And then wouldn't just giving themselves like a full break. And then some people are just saying, take this job and shove it and going and just doing what they want for a little bit before they like possibly change careers or just find something else in their career. But I guess it's becoming more and more of a trend. People are really getting burned out and then they're like finding ways to sort of reset for themselves.
I think it's a lot of it is because of it started with COVID, you know, mm-hmm. people working from home. I think sometimes these businesses, when they give you, you know, those hybrid hours and then, or maybe it's a business that has, you know, like games and free food. Cause there's a lot of businesses out there right now that are still doing that to mm-hmm. keep employees. I don't think they stop. You know what I mean? Like, hey, if you're going to work for this fabulous company that has a pool table, a sauna and free food every lunch, then you're going to take my text messages or my messages, up until the wee hour and even on weekends. So nobody has a break.
Yeah.
And plus also when people started working from home, I immediately thought that you would work more.
They did.
I was never a fan. I was never a fan because that's how that works. When you're working from home, if you don't take your breaks and stuff, you're going to burn out.
Yeah.
God, I'm a big fan of the sabbaticals. A month vacation.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, and a lot of other countries do it. You know, mm-hmm. If you travel, you know, especially if you go abroad and you run into people from England or Australia or wherever. I mean, those countries, they get like a month for holiday. And that's the thing. Mm-hmm. They're like, I don't understand how you Americans do it. I don't understand how you can take a day here or a day there. Like those guys will take an entire month off and go, you know,
and disconnect completely. Can you imagine what you would feel like?
Amazing.
Going back, you would feel amazing. Yeah. I mean, think about that. Those Europeans would, I mean, we've seen them at resorts.
Mm-hmm.
They'll stay at Sandals for, you know, a month.
Yeah.
God, wouldn't that be great? Mm-hmm. Staying at Sandals for a month or even a cruise ship for a month.
I mean, I think there are also just like places in the world that we don't necessarily get to go to on account of the fact that the travel. Like the travel itself, just getting there and getting back when you only have a week vacation, you can't. I mean, you can't go to Japan. You can't go to Australia. I mean, half of your vacation is spent just getting there and back again.
Think about how many places, Molly, are out there that we can't, that we'll never see. Like, I'd love to go to Thailand.
I plan on traveling.
You know, I would love to go to those places before I'm too old. Mm-hmm. It's also another thing. Don't wait till you're old and retired to go hit up those places, because you become to this point where you don't want to travel anymore because it's work. I know people.
Yeah.
They got sick of it. They're like, you got to go to the airport. You got to pack all this stuff. You got to sit there. Then you sit in a plane. And I couldn't even believe what I was hearing from this couple. They said, we're done traveling. We're not going to travel anymore because it's too much work. We're burned out. Could you imagine that?
No.
I'm like, God, that's all I want to do is travel.
Yeah. Seriously.
That's it.
I mean, that's the thing is that, I mean, you come across these opportunities. And I mean, if somebody today was like, let's go to Australia, like, I've got to buy one, get one free, like a buddy pass. I'd be like, bye, family. See you in 10 days or so. Yes. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, we got another question from Amy. My boyfriend says he doesn't see the point in Valentine's Day. Ew. Is that a red flag or just laziness?
Well, laziness is a red flag. So there is that.
Laziness is a red flag. I guess it is, isn't it?
Yeah. If you're dating and somebody can't get up the energy to like, be like, let's do something nice. That's not getting better when you get married or tie down forever. I mean, this is somebody where they're like on their best behavior, shaking a tail to keep your interest and to be like, this is the best version of me. If this is the best version of them and they're like, I'm exhausted, I couldn't even possibly think about doing something, then run.
Oh my God, I guess, Amy, Molly's telling you to run.
Well, I mean, seriously, like.
It's just Valentine's Day. I mean, I can see if you're married, but to actually physically say that.
That's what I mean.
You'll never hear that coming out of my mouth like that to Wylene or anyone.
My husband basically said that when he walked in the door with chocolate from Walgreens. How do you say I'm too lazy to celebrate this holiday without saying the words? You walk in with a plastic bag from Walgreens with a sad bunch of flowers and a box of chocolates that you got in an aisle next to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But we've been married for almost 20 years. If we were dating and he walked in, let's say like we were dating and it was something where we were going to celebrate Valentine's Day. Like it wasn't, we'd been in this relationship for a year. It was something that we were really going to mark the occasion. And he walked in with that stuff. Oh.
Especially in a bag.
Mm-hmm. It's still in the bag from buying it 2 minutes ago.
Were the flowers nice? I mean, or is it just your typical? I thought he had a flower guy. Didn't he have a guy?
He does have a flower guy. That was why I was like, I thought you had a flower guy. He's like, yeah, I just. stop talking. It's not getting better.
Yeah, I remember him and his flower guy. Yeah. I was jealous because I don't have a flower guy. Yeah,
he's got a flower guy. Know? I don't know if the flower guy is like retired. He's on semi-sabbatical. I don't know what the deal is. But he didn't go to the flower guy this year. Unless the flower guy is like Jessica who rang him up at Walgreens. If that's the flower guy, then the flower guy's changed.
Oh, God. Red flags. Never
yeah,
thought
I
of
think
that
anytime somebody says that they're, if you're dating and it's an opportunity to do something special and somebody's like, ugh, I'm too lazy to do that. Gross. Ugh. Sick. too lazy to sleep with you, I guess.
Yeah. I think about what that guy's, I mean, I don't know the guy, but what does his daily do then? I mean, does he just not do anything? I mean, if you can't make an effort, don't see a point in Valentine's Day. I don't see a point.
It's silly in the sense that, like, you got to eat, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
make some food.
Maybe you want to see a movie, don't you? I mean, seriously, like, it's not heavy lifting. I mean, it's not like I'm saying,
sad for the girl right now. I'm sad for Amy.
Let's go to mass for 4 hours. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like this is, hey, we get to go someplace to eat. And we don't even have to go to
something fancy.
La fancy French restaurant. I mean, we could go and get the place where it's like, oh, we both love the burgers from this place. Let's go get burgers. That's something.
Red flag.
Yeah. Too lazy. Bye. You know what I'm not too lazy to do? Break up with you. Yes. Suddenly, I feel like I need to be free of this situation. Oh,
think about her feelings when she finds the guy that doesn't think that Valentine's Day is a waste of time.
Yeah. She's gonna be like, oh my God, where have you been? Be like, I'm just like anybody else. You were dating a loser.
Oh God!
I'm too lazy. God,
I can't even. I don't want to go anywhere.
You're dating. It's all about going places and doing things. Because guess what? You're gonna sit on your ass for the rest of your life when you're married, most likely. Because you're going to be doing stuff like saving up for a king size mattress that you never get.
So that you're never going to get. Amy, you really touched something there.
Sorry, I'm coming in hot on this, Amy. I think I'm bringing in my own little suitcase of stuff.
I think so.
Peter's listening to this like, Jesus. Oh, my God. I better shake a tail.
So red flag or just laziness? Yeah, red flag. I would say red flag. Mm-hmm. I mean, the next thing he's going to say is, you know, anniversaries. I mean, what's the point of an anniversary? I don't see any point in celebrating our anniversary.
Here's the thing. I can see somebody saying, like, let's not go all in on the consumerism. Like, I'm not going to get you a $500 card just to say that I got you a card, you know.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean then make me a card. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's about consumerism and you're like, this is just a gross way for these companies to go ahead and monetize on nostalgia, then that's fine. But guess what? Making a nice meal at home, or like saying something like, I got your favorite treat and I thought, like, I bought this movie I thought we could watch. We can just snuggle up on the couch, like that kind of thing. Those are Valentine's Day plans that don't require any serious heavy lifting or major expense. You can do nice things if you're just like, hey, listen, I know I don't have a lot of money right now, but like, I thought maybe I'd make pasta and like we could watch a Netflix show together. And I mean, seriously,
I think he's just being lazy or just
honestly,
not romantic.
Like if the guy's like, I get it. Not everybody's got the money to celebrate, but you're trying to like, you got to eat.
There's ways of celebrating. Like, look what I did. I made chocolate. Yeah. I made chocolate instead of spending a ton of money on some chocolate. I made it. There's things you can do to you don't have to spend all that money on that stuff, you know? Yeah, Amy needs to. I don't know what the rest of his day is like.
I wonder if he listens to the show. He's like, hey, I used to like you guys, and now you suck. You told my girlfriend to break up with me because I was lazy. You're like, yeah, you were.
Well, what do you do? You know, what do you do? All right, one last question we have. Let's see. If someone asked you what your last meal would be, what would it be?
Oh, that's impossible.
Last meal?
I don't even know. That's
maybe
so difficult.
We bring this back up on Wednesday. That's a hard one.
I need time to think about that.
Yeah,
think about
that one. Because, I mean, if I had to answer now or get my hand cut off, It would be like French fries of some sort.
God.
I think. The last meal.
You just need to get some fast food today. You have talked way too much. French fries.
I think I do. I think I do.
I think we need to like go ahead and wrap the show, and you need to get in your car and go hit fast food alley.
I already told you how that works. I'll just be pedaling along because I don't want to spend the money. My big day is on Lent.
You're like, I'm saving it all up for Wednesday.
I'm going straight, right when I wake up in the morning, I'm going straight to Popeyes. Uh-huh. As soon as they open up.
Big day. That's what I'm doing. Put it on the calendar, circle it and star it.
I hope they bring it back. I hope they do.
I would think
so.
If it was that big of a win, or like a win for them, they'd be stupid not to.
Yeah, because it's a Lent thing. And you know, all these fast food places and restaurants, that's when they kind of bring their fish. I think that fish sandwich for them is kind of like the McRib to McDonald's, you know, is what it is. So I just hope it's everything that I think it is.
You'll let us know if it's not. We've got this microphone to go ahead and run them into the ground. And you're not afraid to use it.
Yeah, and if you own a Popeyes, they need to sponsor the show. You got enough love today. All right, we're out of here. We'll see you guys on Wednesday. Have a safe day and do yourself good.